May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In the novel Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, Dumbledore, Harry's headmaster, mentor, and guide, tells him, "Harry, you are protected, in short, by your ability to love." Dumbledore says this while Harry is trying to understand how he can face the difficult task before him of changing the world. Harry says there's nothing special about him that could make him powerful enough to take on evil. But Dumbledore says that Harry is powerful because he is loving. It's a beautiful line, but a strange one. Because if you know anything about Harry Potter, his ability to love has not protected him from loss, danger, or grief. What it has done, though, is given him a different kind of power. Voldemort, the villain in the story, believes that strength means control, self-preservation, and needing no one. But Harry's ability to love keeps him connected to other people. It keeps him human. It keeps him from becoming like the evil he is fighting. You are protected, in short, by your ability to love. That line reminds me of the promise that Paul makes at the end of today's reading from the letter to the Romans. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. The book of Romans has a reputation for being dense, though theologically rich. Still, it's difficult to wrestle with, and many casual Bible readers skip it. And honestly, I understand why. It's heady and full of words like glorification and righteousness and justification. But Paul wrote this theological masterpiece for a church in conflict, and it's worth spending a few minutes unpacking this morning. To understand why the passage itself matters, you should know that the Christians in Rome came from different backgrounds and held different traditions and convictions. They were struggling to understand how they could possibly belong to one community, and Paul was trying to help them reconcile. He wanted them to understand that God's ancient promise was being fulfilled amongst them. In Jesus, God had come close to humanity in flesh and blood, and through Jesus, God had given the Spirit to live among the people and renew them, to make them a new community. This renewal is God's mission to form people who can live into the heart of the Torah's command by loving God and loving their neighbors. In today's passage, Paul moves toward that vision in three steps. First, he tells us what the Spirit does if we are unable to pray. Then he tells us what God is doing in a world where not everything is good. And finally, he reaches his great conclusion. Nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God. So Paul begins with prayer. Or really, he begins with our inability to pray. We do not always know what to pray for, especially when we are distressed or in conflict. We may not understand what we need. Sometimes we cannot organize our thoughts into a proper sentence or prayer, and sometimes we cannot find any words at all. The Holy Spirit knows that and prays for us. The Spirit groans and God understands because God has searched our hearts and knows what we need. The Spirit talking to God is love pouring into love, and we know that even prayer does not depend entirely on us. When we cannot reach toward God, the Spirit is already moving within us. When we do not understand ourselves, God still understands. God has made belonging remarkably difficult to lose. From there, Paul widens the picture. He moves from what the Spirit is doing within us or individuals to what God is doing in the world. Paul says that all things work together for good. This does not mean that everything happens for a reason, or that everything that happens is good. It means that God does not abandon creation in its brokenness. The Spirit continues working towards healing, reconciliation, and life, despite the decisions we might make. And this brings us back to the church in Rome, because Paul's words are not merely private reassurances for individuals. He is writing to this divided community and telling them that the Spirit working within each of them is also drawing all of them toward one another. God's love does not erase their differences. It makes a shared life possible across those differences. Finally, Paul moves towards the great conclusion of the passage. He asks, if God is for us, who can be against us? Well, that feels mighty powerful to hear until we remember who our God is and what it means for our God to be for us. God being for us does not mean that God automatically takes our side in any disagreement. God is for healing and liberation of creation. God is for restoration of right relationship. God is for love. And God has shown us what this power looks like in Jesus Christ. Jesus reveals that divine power is not domination, but mercy, courage, truth, and self-giving love. This is the kind of power that Dumbledore sees in Harry. And it's the kind of power that Paul knows is in Christ. When Paul reaches the promise at the heart of this passage, he reaches for every force he can imagine, death and life, and rulers and powers, the present and the future, the highest heights, the deepest depths. And then he adds, nor anything else in all creation, nothing can separate us from the love of God. This is more than a Christian cliche. Truly, there is nowhere we can go where God stops loving us. And no failure we can commit can transform us into someone God no longer desires. We do not have to earn this love by getting the loving part right every time. All we need to do is keep close to faith, believe. And by believing, I do not mean simply agreeing with any ideas that are true, in the church. Belief means trusting that God's love is real enough to build a life around. It means allowing the Spirit to carry our prayers when we have no words. It means belonging to a community that keeps returning to us this truth. We do not love so that God will accept us. We love because we are already accepted. We do not practice reconciliation to earn salvation. We practice it because God is already drawing creation together and God has invited us to participate. A love this secure should make us brave. If nothing can separate us from God, then we do not have to spend our lives frantically protecting our worth. We can admit that we were wrong, without believing this one mistake has destroyed us. We can listen to another person without treating difference as a threat. We can tell the truth about injustice, recognize when a tradition no longer leads to life, and try a new difficult way of living together. Because we are secure in God's love, we are free to repair what we ourselves have broken and to practice loving our neighbors as ourselves. And this is the purpose and vocation of the church. The church is not a place where people gather because they have mastered love. The church is the community where we practice living as though no one is beyond the reach of God's love. Here, we remember that we belong to one another. When one of us cannot find the words to pray, the rest of us can pray for them. When the world declares that some people matter more than others, we can tell the truth and insist upon a wider circle of belonging. But we will not always do this well. But because our belonging is secure, we can forgive repair, and begin again, and again, and again. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, and so we cannot casually separate ourselves from one another. God is calling us all into one. And now we can return to Dumbledore's words with a little more understanding. We are protected by our ability to love, not because love prevents pain, but because it gives us another power by which to live. We do not have to stand alone, preserve ourselves at any cost, or treat our neighbors as threats. We can go into the world knowing that we belong to God. So let that belonging make you generous and curious about your neighbor. Let it make you brave enough to tell the truth, humble enough to change, and hopeful enough to try reconciliation again and again and again. Love imperfectly, repair what you can, and trust the Spirit to work through what you cannot finish or do. Because neither death nor life, nor things present nor to come, nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.